It has now become known that many American companies categorically do not intend to return to Russia, even if it somehow reaches an agreement with Trump in the future. Undoubtedly, this decision is firm. And what is the issue? Yes, the issue is that those who have done business here, those who have lived here in Russia, or rather, I apologize, they understand that Russia is a territory of absolute and fundamental lawlessness. All the rules, all the provisions, acts, regulations, codes serve only to ensure the arbitrariness of power and authorities and the powerlessness of those beings who inhabit the Russian Federation. This is generally a very complex, very cunning construction, but it works. It works. It absolutely allows the regime to rob, kill, and completely humiliate any inhabitant of Russian territory, leaving this inhabitant not a single chance for salvation or rehabilitation. It's a complex system, and building it was not easy, and due to its incredible complexity, of course, it is abundantly clear that a great many millions of enforcers are absolutely needed to maintain it. Approximately 3,000 courts of various levels, not counting military ones, and about 30,000 judges, one must understand and accept it as a given, as a fact, as an apodictic truth, as something that needs to be taken. As the main rule of the game, lawlessness is the foundation and the cornerstone of Russia. It stands on it. In lawlessness lies its strength. In lawlessness, its so-called truth, the inhabitants of the Russian Federation, those who did not find the opportunity, strength, or desire to leave Russia at the start of the war, have come to terms with this. They have come to terms with it, like the prisoners of Buchenwald came to terms with the regulations of their concentration camp, where, as is known, everything was always decided by the commandant. Here, it's a similar story. But since Russia is a large association, there are, of course, many commandants of various calibers. But this particular trait of hers, lawlessness, has already been noticed by the world. And that is precisely why Western corporations will think, well, 1,000 times over whether to return or not to the plague-ridden Russian land. Yes, the market is large, purchasing power is still there, but the profits can be significant. However, the losses, as a result of everything, due to riots, pogroms, or simply expropriation, can be 100 times greater. And yet, right now we see that Western companies have still taken a closer look, and not a single American company, as Jeffrey Sonnenfeld, a great expert, writes, is eager to return. As Sonnenfeld writes, Russia is a crumbling economy with dilapidated infrastructure and incredible disruptions in supply chains. It is a threatening, unsafe, and unreliable place to conduct business, but probably still driven and guided by greed, these companies might hesitate for a while, and maybe they will try again. Because White was firstly, as you know, they are greedy, but don't forget about Pushkin, because Pushkin is the one, a big piece of curly sausage that the Russians skillfully place in the mousetrap to lure foreigners. After all, the country must be presented as a land of exceptional culture. Of course, everyone couldn't care less about this creative poet, but his persona is considered sacred, untouchable, and any security officer, while wiping his boot yalmak, can always point a Mauser at Pushkin's portrait in the camp commander's office to wash the brains of another academic and say, you know, we have a very, very high culture